A company is kind of like a building.
Building.
Stocks are the bricks of the building.
Building.
'Cause if you own a brick, you own part of it. Stocks are sold on the stock market. A company is kind of like a pie.
Pie.
A stock is a slice that you buy.
Why?
'Cause if the pie is popular to eat.
Okay. Just stop the music.
Before we work, we should have some fun. So it's time for some trivia. Every episode, we will start with a trivia. The people that will get it correctly will have their names drawn to win a chance to either appear on the podcast as a guest or submit a question, and we will directly answer it for them. So without any further wait, let's get to the trivia question. Today's trivia is going to be totally different than before because of what I'm going to talk about later. So today's trivia is going to be very simple. I would like you to go back to any of the previous podcasts, send me my email to answer from any of those podcasts, and then tell me why you should come into this podcast and talk about your personal needs in investing, and we make it live, and we're going to answer questions straight out live for you. So that is what I'm offering right now. So go ahead, solve any of those previous trivias, and you can be on that podcast. Please remember to send all answers to gabriel.ronkai@protonmail.com, gabriel.ronkai@protonmail.com. Please remember to send all answers to gabriel.ronkai@protonmail.com. Please write in the subject heading trivia answer and the show number. Now, let's start this bullish podcast and let's have some better music.
Okay, let's start!
This is Gabriel Ronkai, and this is podcast number 7. And today we're going to basically throw out all the norms we had before from the point of view what's in the podcast and what we're talking about. Because today we're talking about something a little bit controversial. And it's going to be controversial from the point of view of what it is as a perception, what it is in reality, and what it is that can be if you know what you're doing. And I'm talking about investing in the stock market. When it comes to perception, everybody is confused. Nobody knows, or very few people who invest know what exactly going on, what's going on and what they're doing. And that comes from the fact that things are all over the place when it comes to markets and what information is out there. And it's just a mess if you don't know what you're looking at. The reality is that the stock market wasn't built for you and I to make money on. It was for large companies to get money from people. And what happened is because of that, your perception of that mess and of that confusion basically doesn't allow you to see how you can actually make money. And that is why 90%+ of people, not just the people who invest, but the people who solicit the investing, like the people who handle your money, they fail too. And that is because they themselves don't know what's going on in that confusion. Now, what can happen in reality is that you learn how to see through that confusion, how to see the certain parts of that confusion that actually make sense and navigate in that area and basically make money. Because people, the few who make money on a smaller scale, I'm not talking about large corporations,
and launch investment companies. I'm talking about like you and I. People like you and I who make money on stocks, they make it for one very big reason, because they figured out how to navigate certain small parts of the market, that they basically figured out how they see through the confusion, how to straighten that confusion out. And because of that, they can make money. But here's the point, so can you. Just have to know where to go with that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So here is the question that everybody wants to know. Is it difficult to invest in the stock market? Well, in layman's term and with one word, yes. However, and this is the however, the yes comes from the fact that many people who invest even large amounts of money don't have a clue what's going on. I listened to Ed Milo, and you know Ed from his podcast and then YouTube videos and everything else. He's a multi-level millionaire. He said when he was not so multi-millionaire, but he had money, he invested twice on just watching something in a news or something like that, and he lost all his money. And we're talking about almost $1 million each time. Now, what he said was, he says, I lost the money because, well, I just went in there and I have no understanding of what's really going on in the market. And since I don't understand, I don't go back in there. But here is the point. Like Ed, everybody else is like that. Everybody just thinks, I know this tip, I see this, I do that, I put my money in, and also, oops, I lost everything. So this is why you need to figure out that area where you can actually move around in that area and to make that money. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, how can we make investing easy? Okay? Because one hand, it's confusing. The other hand is mayhem. The third hand, it wasn't created for you and I to make money. So where is it coming for that it's easy? And it's very simple, actually. It's a lot simpler than you think. First of all, you cannot take anything seriously that's on TV. That's number one. When people come in experts and do this, say this, do that, do this, do this, and say that about recession, all this stuff that's just going on mayhem, especially right now as this podcast is created in the end of August, because of trade deals and all that stuff. You cannot believe any of that and don't even listen to any of that, because most of it is speculation, which speculation means that you conjure something without the proof that it is true. The second thing is, a lot of these experts are either politically affiliated in a certain way that they want to bring in news that perhaps not necessarily good for the president, and that's, you can see that's part of it. The third thing is, because a lot of these so-called experts, I really don't know more than you and I about anything else, but they're called experts because somehow they're related and facilitating certain trades or whatever it is. But really, really, they have no expertise. Or there are people who've been working in the industry a large amount of time, but you and I very well know, just because you work in a car company for 30 years, that doesn't make you a car expert. So just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. So basically, what's going on in a market? The market is basically an open system, okay? Now, how do I define it? Like a closed system, a linear system is a factory, a company. You have money coming on one end and money goes out on the other. Like, you buy things, you pay them out. That's basically what it is. When you look at stocks, it's an open system, meaning that money goes in and out all over the place, everywhere. It's a big time confusion because there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of, tens of millions of people invest, larger companies invest, people buy for different purposes, there is manipulation, there is bad will about other countries trying to screw this country. So there is so much going on that nobody is an expert of it and nobody can know everything about it, okay? So we start from there. When it also comes to this confusion, the biggest problem that people have when they invest or trying to figure out how to invest is they're not looking at the right stocks and they're not looking at the right information in front of them that could help them. And that comes from two ways. One, the preparation before they go in. The second comes from the fact is what everybody else is telling them. Because I probably read about 5-6 investment books. That's not too many per se. But these are supposedly come from experts. Well, experts who made them experts? They themselves made them experts. So you take it with a grain of salt. But people who put out books about investing on a stock market, And supposedly they make money. And when you look at them, they really, they have portfolio, but they've never really made money out of the portfolio. So what happened was these people give advice. And these people is telling you that, no, the only thing you need to do is the tickers. And that's all you need. And you have to figure out when it's bullish, when it's bearish, when it's all these things. And you know what? It's nonsense. If you just look at the tickers, you're going to end up like the 100% people who lose money, meaning lose money. Looking at the tickers by itself is confusing. Looking at the tickers by itself and trying to figure out what's going on, it's many cases without any other information, it's very rarely possible. When I see certain people who make small amounts of money, what they do is they basically do day trading. And what they do is they're looking at, okay, today this stock, they have a particular stock that they look at. And it says, okay, when the software they have, okay, now I have a big green blob on my screen, then I have a smaller one. So when a smaller one comes, previously happened that, okay, then it was became a red. So when the red, it goes down, green goes up. Okay, so now I sell. Oh, okay, so the small green blob became a bigger green blob. Oh, okay, so I sold the wrong time, but I already made money, so I'm okay. So a lot of times what they do is they try to compare certain things that happened before on a smaller scale, and on a smaller amount, they try to make money on that. But when you do that, very, very rarely you actually make great amount of money. And there is this particular person that I looked into her course and actually interacted with her, who calls herself the number one, which is by itself is the, you know, telling you that really she's not really doing too much, just a made up title. She's basically telling, well, I'm not a millionaire, I'm not really doing all these big trades and all that. And basically what she's doing it is she's making maybe 50, 75, maybe $100 a day if she's lucky, and sometimes not even. So she's I'm today I'm positive, so that I'm happy about it. And in the meantime, she's really, really not making too much money. But that's what's happening from what she's looking at. And she's looking at from the point of view of, well, this is what I can figure out, and this is what I can make work for myself. And you know what? It works for her. She makes enough money to survive and live off of with her kid. You know what, all the best for her. But to basically make it for everybody, that's how it should be, no. And the point is that, you know what, when you look at stock market, you could make more money, and she could make more money if she would understand what exactly she's doing and looking at. Because the only thing she's looking at, she has some kind of a stocks here and there, and she's looking at the green blobs and the red blobs, and that's all she does. And from that, she's trying to predict, she's trying to figure out patterns and whatever. Now, when it comes to all this, okay, and all this being done, the reason people lose money, because that's the only thing they do, what this woman does. But they're looking at on a greater scale, they're looking at on differently. And also, one very, very big mistake all these people who invest in stuff, I've seen them do. And no matter what they do and what they say, it is the truth. When they look at and try to show you all these green blobs going up on the software and all the lines of the market and all this nonsense, basically what happened is they are looking at basically stocks that have extremely large amounts of curves in them. Large amount of curves, often up and down curves, means the stock is unstable. It might provide them with a way of looking at trends, but it's unstable. Unstable means that it can go either way all over the place any given time. And this is also a problem. When people show you that this is the, what you do, and you just click stocks all over the place to do them with, and these people show you volatile stocks to begin with, how are you going to end up actually making money? You see, these people do not understand, and very simple, and it's there, just have to look hard enough. There are stocks out there that are not volatile or not moving much as possible as these do, but there is more equilibrium in the movement, meaning the movements are not so solo up and down, they're more even day to day. However, and this is where the hard work comes, these people, what they look at is these big swings of movements, so they can predict variably, trying to predict how they can make money out of it and figure out how they do this. But this makes it very unstable and unpredictable that way. When you look at stocks that are more not so up and down on a daily basis, they have a more equilibrium point where they trade between a certain amount of numbers, Actually, when you look at those stocks and find at what point they drop or go up, that makes those stocks more predictable when that drop happens or that increase happens to sell or buy in. And you need to look at and find those types of stocks. By that itself will lessen a chance of you losing your money in the stock market, just by finding stocks that are more even and have a more equilibrium in it, instead of looking at these insanely volatile stocks that most of these people want you to look at for practicing or investing or to do things with. So what else can you do then to make investing easy? The other thing you can do is preparation that basically a lot of these people don't give. For instance, you could buy CDs and all kinds of tickers and all kinds of apps for your phone and everywhere else for thousands upon thousands of dollars. But guess what? In those apps and in those things, they don't tell you why you should invest. It's just that this is my pick, these are real winning, this is where you go, now you should buy, now you should sell. Oops, you lost, maybe you gained, whatever. The point is you have no control when you do stuff like that. You're paying thousands upon thousands of dollars that you might never get back unless you invest a huge amount of money upfront and you get lucky that you make a hit on one of the stocks. Because when you spend $5,000-$6,000 on some of these programs, that basically these people end up selling, and that's all they want to sell. They don't want to sell you on their programs. They don't want you to go and ask them any questions. By the way, you cannot. On the internet or anywhere else on a personal basis, they will never answer you any questions. They will never answer you anything about anything. What they say is, I made this dollar amount in investing, whether it's true or not, you never find out. The second thing is, I have this program that will teach you all I know. It only costs you $5,000 and I guarantee you will win, or come to my seminar for $15,000. This is what they do. This is how they make the money. Basically telling you that this is who they are, create some fancy commercials, web pages, and basically asking for $5,000-$6,000 to make money on it. Now, here's the catch though. Before you invest in any of these courses, any of these people, you need to ask yourself one question. If I'm investing $1,000, because that's how I have, and I want to pay for this $5,000 program, but I only have $1,000 to invest after that, what are the guarantees and how long will it take you to make that money up? Simple question. You need to know that. If it's going to be difficult or takes a long time, will it be worth it? And the second thing is, and I looked at some of these programs that these people sell. I had a program a friend of mine gave me, and it's in one of the previous podcasts. He paid $5,000 for it, or is it worth $5,000 for right now? It is worth $5,000 right now, or that's the person asking. In the 36 minutes of videos that this thing had in there, there was two videos when he was doing something with his software, with the tickers, and he didn't even explain why he did what he did. He said, look at this is now you say, okay. And it was totally confusing, and he basically was all over the place, you could not understand, and the other videos were nothing else but terms and terminology taken out of Google, basically. So the question you have to ask, are these any of these worth it? Now, my point is no. And you most likely will never get your money back, okay? So let's get back to the point about why is it easy to invest in the market? Because of preparation. And the preparation comes that you yourself prepare yourself to know what exactly I want to have and achieve when I invest, like setting a goal. And you know what? It works. How much money as part of that goal I want, or it's a time frame, like 6 months or a year, I want to do things with it. The second comes from, what risk do I want to take? How much money I want to invest? All these things that many, many, many thousands of millions of people don't ask themselves, you need to. And you need to prepare yourself with that so you know exactly what you want to do, and it's all laid out. When it's all laid out, you can make a better decision before investing, during, and after investing. Now, here is another thing you need to consider. What if you actually invest while you know all these things? Well, let me tell you about it. You see, there is something called the paper investing, okay? paper trading, sorry. And what paper trading is that there are some companies that allow you for a fictitious amount of money to buy certain stocks and figure out how those stocks move around. So basically give you a system and basically give you a chance to buy into certain things fictitiously and basically sell them and move them and practice. Perfect. You know what? It's not too bad. Only problem is it does not work. And it does not work for one very, very big reason. It's not because it's not practical from the point of view of you looking at how things go up and down. It is not practical because your brain will know, well, it's not real. If I lose, nothing will happen. So basically what happens is your brain and how you approach it, it's not going to be 100% serious, no matter how much you tell yourself. It's not going to be like, you know, grinding your teeth because you lost some money. It's like, oh, well, it went down. Okay, I lost it. So next time I learn. When you don't have that edge that you actually physically have something happen to you, that is not realistic enough for you to have a realistic experience. So what I teach, what I offer, and what I talk to people about this, after that, when during the preparation, when you figure out what you want to invest in, because before you invest, you have to figure out what stocks, what companies you want to invest in. That's part of it. You put together a portfolio, let's say of 10, 15 stocks, 15 companies. The more you have diversification, the secure that portfolio is, okay? Here is what I'm suggesting to people who are coming to me, and here's what I preach. When you, instead of doing paper trading, go and invest with somebody into those 10 to 15 companies that you decide the minimum amount possible. So for instance, you have 15 companies, buy 5 stocks in each. Let's say it costs you $300-$400, whatever it is. You have real money now into a small amount of stocks, meaning you actually paper trading with real money. You will have to focus on to manage, but if you lose, you're not going to lose so much, but you're still going to feel the pain. Your mind still doesn't want to lose, so it makes it more realistic. On a smaller scale, you can manipulate, move things around, see what happens, and actually learn better, faster than any other way that you would do it on a stock market. Smaller investment, moving around, see which stocks you want, other stocks you will learn and read about, put them in there. And when you make it happen this way, you're realistically actually going after what you want to have, how what you want to accomplish, and make things work for you. When you do this, a lot of clients of mine who before lost tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars within 7 days, and it's not much, from that small thing, they were making $30, $40. All of a sudden they say, I'm making money now, I'm figuring out how to move. And when you feel ready, I usually tell them, give yourself at least 30, maybe 45 days with this to experiment, go to the ups and downs of the market, see how this affects it, see what's going on, try to figure out how you can make small amount of money. And when you figure all this out with a chance of losing, then also put more money in it. Make it more sort of feel about, okay, now it's instead of $200, now I have $1,000, and start to build it up. The more you put in eventually, the more serious you become. But because you already learned how things move, you will actually able to mold it and grow it better. And that is why one of the main reasons people who might teach this system actually make money. And this is why they actually can grow, okay? And this is why when you do it the proper way, the wise way, you can make money and investing becomes easy. Why? Because you do not just understand the market, you understand yourself. You understand what risk you're willing to take. You understand where you're standing with your comprehension of what's going on. You understand that how things actually moving around and what actually the market up and down means to your own portfolio. Because you know what? It's very interesting that some of the people who invest in a small business and try to work with that realize that really they're really not interested in the market. Really, in the sense they have, yeah, they can figure it out, they like it, but they're just not into it after. Right? And you know what? I rather, and you rather too, basically change your mind when you have $200-$300 invested, when you can get it out, and if you lose it, you lose it, you don't care, then you put in 10, 15, 20, 30,000 all at once, and as it happens, you know, a month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever the time is, you find that you're really not into it, you really don't want to do it because you just don't feel comfortable about it, even though you try to figure it. So trying to take it out, you're lucky if you get your money back, you might lose some of it. So this way you can figure yourself, grow yourself, and figure the market and the market, you know, and grow the market itself. And when you have all this working for you, investing becomes fun. It becomes more challenging. You can challenge yourself how you can do better. And as you do all this, investing is going to be very, very easy. So investing, when it can be easy, yes, but it's going to be how you go about the method of how you put yourself into the market. And that will determine whether you're going to win or lose. And that will determine absolutely everything, what will happen to you and how you're going to make money. I really hope that in this today's podcast, you got the sense out of it that yes, it is possible and it is very easy to make money in the market as long as you set yourself up properly and take care of things properly. And what I would really, really encourage you, if you need anything and you need to want to know more, come and talk to me. I'm on LinkedIn as Gabriel Ronca. You can just direct message me there, or you can get me at gabriel.ronkai@protonmail.com and just ask me a question and we can talk about it. I'm one of those guys who's teaching this, but I'm one of those guys you can talk to about. And by the way, my teaching, my course, and what I do is one-on-one. So you and I see each other through Zoom, any media, and we talk. And we talk about your needs, talk about what you could do, and give you advice and work with it. And look at some stocks when you want to ask about, when you know about, should I invest, should I not? We talk about it. This is how you learn. This is how you make good decisions, and this is how you're going to make money. Thank you for listening. This was Gabriel Ronkai. Have a nice day.